With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump warning that the arrest and possible deportation of a pro-Hamas activist who helped lead protests at Columbia University will be the first of many to come as his administration cracks down on anti-Semitic protest. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested Saturday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Also at SRNNews.com, Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, revokes the security clearances of former top Biden administration officials, as well as the 51 former intelligence officials who signed the letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Gabbard also announced that former President Biden no longer getting president's daily briefings. Five victims of a Pennsylvania plane crash over the weekend are taken to a burn unit.
The Beechcraft Bonanza plane crashing in a fireball after just taking off and trying to return to Lancaster Airport. Audio captured by liveatc.net.
Lancaster Tower, Bonanza 347 Mike has an open door. We need to return for landing.
The pilot reporting an open door, then the tower.
Bonanza 347 Mike, pull up.
And finally,
Rescue 1, Lancaster Tower, the aircraft is down out just behind the terminal on the Park Left Street area.
The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A Virginia school district is under investigation.
The Trump administration's Department of Education is looking into a case in Arlington where school officials allowed a male sex offender to disrobe in the female locker room at a high school swimming pool because he identifies as transgender. National Review reports that the school aquatic center is open to the public in the evening, often for children's swimming lessons, and that's when the man would show up. He is a registered sex offender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who left their Syrian homeland decades ago are urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions on the country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family, who left Damascus in the 1990s, returned to Syria last month for the first time. Currently, Christians are being massacred in Syria. This is SRN News. North Korea fires several missiles into the sea. Correspondent Charles Deledesma has more on the story.
The launch on Monday happened hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined military drills, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings, North Korea's fifth event this year, were detected from the North's Hwanghae province, but gave no further details such as how far they flew. Earlier Monday, exercises began after the North Korean and US military's pools live fire training, while Seoul investigated how two of its fighter jets mistakenly bombed a civilian area during a warm-up drill last week. I'm Charles Deledesma.
D.C. Department of Transportation beginning work to remove a Black Lives Matter mural in Northwest Washington, D.C. More details at SRNNews.com.